The oil industry is at the center of Russian politics these days since the arrest of the country's richest oil tycoon. News analyst Daniel Shore says that with elections approaching, the latest developments are cause for concern.
Russia, that fledgling free market democracy, seems to be picking up some of the worst habits of its American counterpart. President Putin, like President Bush, had apparently decided that the Kyoto Treaty on global warming was not in his country's economic interest. Unlike Bush, however, Putin was today apparently reconsidering whether he wanted to be in the position of delivering the death blow to the pact over which the world has labored for so long. On Sunday, Russia is having its fourth post-Soviet election for the Duma, the lower house of parliament. And Russia, like America, is having a problem with the influence of big money. The Moscow Times says that a quarter of the candidates of the party backed by Putin represent big business. Among the candidates are executives of the big oil and aluminum monopolies. Business lobbies have helped to write the party platforms. Sound familiar? One tycoon got into trouble using his money trying to create an anti-Putin bloc. Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the CEO of the giant Yukos oil company, also let it be known that he wanted to become prime minister, a post answerable to the president. Putin's prosecutor had Khodorkovsky taken off his executive jet plane and thrown into jail, charged with corruption and withholding some $5 billion in taxes. That was clearly meant to warn other tycoons against going too far in trying to control the legislative system. The arrest of the oil baron and the seizure of his assets did not go unnoticed in Washington. President Bush, who often speaks to Putin on the telephone, is reported to have called him on Monday to express concern about the rule of law and the future of democracy in Russia. Mr. Bush was said to have also referred to the restriction of press freedom in Russia. The White House did not say how Putin responded, but Khodorkovsky is still in jail, and Putin still rises heard over the news media as Russia goes to the polls to elect the 450 members of the Duma, many of them running with what we would call soft money. This is Daniel Shore.